Blog Talk Radio.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
Peace, y'all. This is Nas, Jimmy Black.
Yo, you rocking with your man, TJ.
Yeah, this is your boy, Black Ice.
Your boy, Too Short.
Yeah. It's your man, Boss Hog.
This your boy, Ace Em Up.
Yo, this is John Legend.
What's up, man? This your boy, Renacy.
This your main man, Tripp, representing the No Coast, Indiana. TrippOfPlatinumUnderground.com. Chilling with Three Queens, the movement. You know how they do it. Holla. One.
Yeah. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, shutting it down like we always do. Street Queens, the movement, live in the building with your host, Emma of E2K Magazine.
Peace, Queen. It's an honor today. It's on and popping. I'm jazzed up. Let's go. My energy is up. Let's go.
That's what. You the host, man. Go ahead and tell us, you know, what today's topic is, man.
Today's topic is taking responsibilities for your actions. We will be discussing, basically taking responsibility for your actions. When people not only just commit a crime, but you may say something maybe to somebody that took it the wrong way, you have to take responsibilities for that action. So it all comes back to, I guess, thinking before you speak, thinking before you make any action, whether it's speaking or committing that crime. If you feel you need to, really think about it and the consequences to that, because then you have to be responsible for that. You have to do the time, or, you know, if you got that girl pregnant, you the one, he have to pay that child support. You know, and you don't get no brownie points just by buying Pampers. Like, that's mandatory. Pampers, you know, is everything else that comes with that. So,
that's
yeah.
We got one of the other street queens live in the building. Our girl Felicia Sabree live in the building. So, Felicia Sabree.
What's up, everybody? Felicia Sabree live from Worcester, Massachusetts. Holla. What's up, queens?
Queen, peace.
Queen, peace. So.
So, we got a great topic today.
Yes, we do. We start. Any other queens on the line? Well, I'm ready to go. Also, we need to let the callers and everybody know that today is only an hour show.
Okay.
So anybody that needs to call in, make sure you call in before 9. Today will be just an hour show.
Yep.
Don't forget to call in at 347-826-7722. Or whoever don't want to call in and just want to listen in, we have the blog talk radio, Lush Radio Online, and you could definitely just listen online, listen to our sexiness online and our interesting topics.
That's what it is.
We're here every Thursday.
That's right.
That definitely, man, you know what I'm saying? You're talking about taking responsibility for your actions. Emma, we got a caller live in the building, calling for 347. You know what I'm saying? You want me to pull him in?
Of course, pull him in.
What it is. Caller for 347. You're live in the building.
Peace,
hey,
caller.
How you doing?
Hi.
Hi.
So did you get to hear what the topic is about today?
Definitely. It's an interesting topic. I think
great.
Everybody should be responsible for their actions and doings and those things of that nature. I was actually talking with my friend today. We were talking about Kanye West's mother.
Mm.
Passed away on doing cosmetic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And we were discussing, was it the doctor's fault or was it her fault? And, you know, basically that whole category of vanity, you know, is a strong sin. I just wanted to get your take on that. I mean, basically, can you say, all right, she went to one doctor and they told her that she wasn't really fit to have this surgery to do three operations in one day.
Mm-hmm.
And then she went
and
to
she
another
still did
doctor
it anyway.
Who did it anyway, because at the end of the day, money talks.
Absolutely.
Exactly. I think that...
I mean, that happens all the time, though, with everything. You know, it's like you go to the dentist and you want, you know, you feel you're ready for a root canal, and one dentist says they know you're not because they're more responsible. They worried more about their reputation than money, but you have those that really don't care. You want root canal? What do you want, all gold teeth in the front? Let's just knock these. Let's just put those. That's what you
mm-hmm.
want, what you pay for. And it doesn't matter, like, you know, later on you're going to regret it or it's too late because they don't knock your teeth out. And now you got to live with those gold fronts even if you don't want them.
But, you know, the fine print even, I'm pretty sure she read it. And when you go under the knife with any cosmetic surgery, there's not a 100% chance that you're going to come out of it. You know what I mean?
And they let you know that.
And they let you know that. So is it the doctor's fault? I don't think it's the doctor's fault, especially if she had a first opinion saying that it was not wise to do that because of certain complications, and she did it anyway. It's just unfortunate, you know? It's just an unfortunate situation. Just like the lady, are you calling from New York, right?
Yes, ma'am.
What about the Latin lady who was getting the butt injections, and she died? That just happened a few weeks ago. You heard about that one?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, her husband was telling her she didn't need it, but she wanted it in her thighs, and it was an unlicensed lady who was doing it that she knew, and she was putting it in her butt too, and I guess she was feeling chest pains. Well, I guess she went to her family took her to the emergency room, and she had like a clot in her lungs, and she died the next day, and they asked her, was she on any medications or anything like that, and the family said no, even though they knew she was getting those injections, but they didn't put two and two together. And when the doctors found out, they was like, well, it was too much silicone, and it caused a clot in her lung, and she died. So it's just crazy what people are doing with the cosmetic stuff. You know, you got to take responsibility for your own actions, no matter what you do in life, whether it's career, your social life, and your health, whatever. It's across the board, you know.
Yeah, but can we also say that it's a double standard to that too? I mean. Suppose your whole life from the time you was a child.
You're gonna make mistakes.
Let's look at this. You from a child, you was taught in an institution on certain things, how to do this, how to be this way, how to be this, how to do that. And at the end of the day, you did 12 years of schooling, 4 years of college, another 2 4 years of graduate school, and then you realize that it was all a lie.
Hmm.
Can you? That's, is that your fault?
That's not your fault.
It. Mm-hmm.
But you said we have to be responsible for our own actions. I mean,
mm-hmm.
we only know what we was taught from prior generations.
Yeah, but you know what? Okay, that's fine in
true.
That's fine in the beginning. That's fine in the beginning. We do what we're taught. But he's going to school and he's learning. He's meeting other people. He's learning other things.
Right.
So, you know, after a certain age, it becomes your responsibility, not really your parents. My parents have taught me a certain way how to be or whatever, and maybe I was to a certain point, to a certain age, until I started developing my own thoughts and studying other things and really seeing, okay, my parents told me this, but this is what's working for me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, at the end of the day, we all live in the real world, so... Whatever your parents said, okay, cool. I think it applies to a certain age or a certain period of time. After that, you are your own person, and everything you do after that, it is your responsibility. So you didn't have to continue. You after 4 or 5 years of school, you figured this is not what you wanted? You're telling me that you had to wait 12 years? Okay, and after the 10, you figured you didn't want it? You had the choice, because we all have choices. You have the choice to stop then. If you continue to go, yeah, it's your responsibility. If you don't like what you're doing, and you wasted that time doing it. I hope I'd answer that for you.
Yeah, I mean, it was answered vaguely, because what I was really saying, I wasn't saying as far as it was a lie, like going to school was the wrong thing. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's not it's not so much the concept of going to school or anything like that, but what I was really trying to say to get to the point was you could get information all through your life, and it could sound very good and prospering, but at the end of the day, you look at it, and then you'd be like, this shit is not real. This is a bunch of propaganda. You know? Like, for example, let's simplify it. We could look at this presidency. Now, you all know that we have the first black American president.
Half black.
Thing,
half
know?
Black.
Half black. I mean,
biracial, African American.
At the end of the day, he black, because he can't sit in a room with a bunch of white folks and be like, I'm white too. He's going to have to pick something on that application. So, he black. But he's white friendly because, you know, he's not chocolate black. He's a very fair-skinned man, but, you know, without a doubt, you know, he's a black man. You know, they say there's like 16 different shades of black. But my whole point being is we've seen about, on an average, of all of us seen about anywhere from 3 to 5 presidents in our lifetime. And basically they all are the president of the government. And nothing really has changed to the point where we can actually say we are people who are free in this country to a degree where we can do certain things and excel to the highest level. So when we look at this picture and we see this president, do you honestly truly believe that by choice of you going to hit that voting machine that it's going to change things?
I definitely do, because Obama is a genuine man and he is our representative for America to all these other countries, and I believe that he can make these treaties and change some things and bring some peace and stop the war. It's going to take some time, but, I mean, I see my little check change, you know, with his little stimulus idea. It doesn't seem like much, but at the end of the day, hey, you might need that extra 10 during the week. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it's just things are changing. I think it's a good thing. I mean, but we're still going to have, you know, all that, you know, communist stuff and all the corporate America and the gold diggers up there. None of that stuff's going to change. Like, the government's always going to be the government.
Well, I mean, change comes with time, you know. Not all changes happen, so rapidly. I mean, you know, to stop being slaves, we had to wait several years. There was a change. It wasn't that fast, you know what I mean? So with everything, there's a change. It's just when Obama, you know, when they put Obama there, you know, it can be a curse and a blessing at the same time for us, you know. He can be just a pacifier to calm us down while they continue to do what they've been doing, you know. Or it can be an actual change where, you know, because just because he's president of me, he makes sole decisions. It's not just him saying, okay, you know what, we're going to change this around and this is going to happen and whatever. You know, maybe in the White House he could change one of the, you know, picture frames up on the wall. But with the whole country, it's not just him. He can be vetoed out. He can say, let's do this, let's do that. But the Congress will say, yes, we're doing it, or no, we're not doing that. So it's not just solely on him, Obama the savior. You know, he has to, it's not him himself. It's that his whole camp that has to be able to talk to these Congress people and really, really show them that there's really need to be a change.
This is what I'm trying to tell you, that y'all keep going along the lines of saying change. The government itself, the whole institution of how our government is laid down and founded, haven't changed. All they did was remove one person who is the chairman of the board of an organization called USA, and he did his 4-year term, and now it's another one in. Nothing actually changed.
But it's like Scrabble.
Government. It's like Scrabble. Now Obama's going to get in, and he's going to play the game, and he's going to move some things around.
You said the key word.
But
he's going to play the game. And if the game been cheating and it been wrong from the first time, and the rules been messed up, and we was already dealt a short hand, and we're supposed to have 5 players on the playing field, but we always get 3, and we're supposed to have uniforms of a shirt and shorts, but we only got a shirt, the game ain't changed.
There is change, though. There's a slight economy change already happening, just like Felicia said, with the checks and all that. There is and money coming in, and with the taxes and all that, there is a change, because I'm trying to think, and I can't recall any other president that has done that. I could be wrong. Please, you know, please, you know, I want to know the truth. So please help me out. I can't recall when another president came in and made a financial change in that way. But then again, we're at a point that the game has to change. The game and the Congress, they have to, like, they have no alternative now because we really, really, they really have sucked us dry. So it's like now they really, even if they don't want to, the game has to mandatory change because it's affecting even them. Even the ones that are getting the big money, it's affecting them. So since it's affecting them, there's going to be a change. It only changes when it affects them. When it affects us, of course, there's no change. We know it stays the same. But it's affecting the higher up. All those people that are making $100,000 and up, that they're freezing all that stuff, all right. They can't get the bonus, is affecting them. So there's going
to
be a change.
To go back to the topic of this whole session that we're talking about on the radio, why are we waiting for those in higher up to make the decisions that's affecting them before we make a decision to make, you know, we're responsible for ourselves?
Because honestly, this is as far as me, and I know the other two ladies on the phone, I'm pretty sure you, sir, you sound like you're very intelligent. You didn't get to introduce what you do. But honestly, the government's not affecting me. I'm living my life. I know there's a lot of stuff going on. But at the end of the day, we're all very happy, right, ladies?
Yeah,
we're
I'm happy.
Our life. We try to make a change for the people who maybe is not as strong women like us. Have our own business. We have to do, you know what I mean? We're trying to help the youth and make a change within our own communities, and that's where it all starts.
Right. That everybody steps in and do their part
just to help
in their own community.
Just helping one person. You know, it's just about being peaceful.
And that goes with the change. That comes back again, making
your
own
life, and hopefully you live to 85. You know what I'm saying?
How many ladies is on the line right now?
Right now, there's three.
There's just three queens tonight.
I didn't catch everybody's name. I caught one person's name. Who
you
we have?
I'm Felicia Sabree. I was just talking. I'm in Worcester, Massachusetts, Music Mania.
I'm Emma E2K, and today I'm hosting. I'm from E2K Magazine. And then we got Lush that's on the line. She's in New York, so she's probably doing other things while she's on the line.
Oh, I didn't even know. Everybody's busy today. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Lush is on.
Oh, okay. Change the subject.
Real quick, in regards to taking, you know, saying responsibility for your own actions.
Yeah, we've got to get back to the topic.
in regards to the gentleman that just spoke, taking responsibility for your own actions, in regards to what you just stated about, you know, why do we have to wait for the high ups, actually, we don't have to wait for the high ups. We don't have to wait for the high ups. The thing is, we always say, oh, well, my check isn't like this and this, that, and the third, but yet, you know, they said we don't have no money and we in a recession, but yet a lot of us, we got our tax returns and out there spending money. You know what I'm saying? 2 weeks later, we broke. Who are you to blame but yourself? You could have had made that money make money for itself. You could have had done something with that money to get some kind of money in return or saved it when you really needed it. But, you know, majority of us as the minority, we get that money and we quick to go to the Prada store, you know what I'm saying? Go to Victoria's Secret, go and pop bottles and get it in. You know what I'm saying? Oh, son, I got my tax return, son. I got like 700 a G, son. What's up, man? We going shopping, man. Get Boo Boo and Nana. We ride out there and go do our thing. The problem is we never think about a rainy day. We never think about tomorrow or down the road if we really going to need that money. We really do need to start taking responsibility for our actions. Who is there to blame if you can't feed your kids tomorrow because you spent your tax return money last week?
Exactly.
It sounds real good, Miss Lush, but I think you gave the example of a real, real ghetto scene of like people who live week to week and their whole life is between.
A lot of people live that way. More people live that way than not.
I'm talking about a group of people who are talking about freedom to the point where they own money is printed and they looking at their faces of their people on that money. I'm talking about a group of people who feel that they should have a nation of themselves and a land of their own, not under the constitution of this.
Who are these people, though?
I'm talking about us. Because if you asking who, you don't see your uncles or your aunts on that money.
You don't see your uncles or aunts. Nobody on that money that
that's
got a face that's similar.
I'm trying to tell you that, okay, it's a bigger picture than that. It's like rats running in a maze. And really, basically, they're not even supposed to be in the maze.
So let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. What is your solution? What is your solution? Hold on. Let me ask you something, Polo. So what is your solution is so we can be able to get our faces on the dollars and have our own land? What is your solution?
We couldn't get our faces on any dollars until we own some. But basically, our solution is this.
Yes.
We are the energy people that give energy and life to all of this that's moving. The minute you stop participating in anything, you're going to break it down after a certain time. At the end of the day, if we just stop participating in everything, all levels of
entertainment,
government,
anything.
Entertainment, all of that, social activities, this country would crumble.
It would crumble because it's made off the dollar bill.
It's made off the sweat of the
dollar
bill.
You know what? I got a call right here. The consultant guy, you know, sit here basically stating, you know what I'm saying, about, you know, some gentleman named Minion out in California that basically creates his money. So I want you to speak on it and tell them, since you got so much voice on it, come on, consultant guy.
Somebody created their own money?
Yeah, come on. Explain to the people about that.
I mean, basically, what my man was saying is that, you know, we basically have to come about make our own change by creating our own economy. That can easily be done by tangible asset savings account. And that's basically supplying your own money supply through gold and silver. You know, you can back your own economic endeavors that way. And, you know, there are people that...
There are people that can do that. Like such people, who can do that?
Who can do? Because
my whole thing is for the listeners to really, like, you know, this is a fact. Then let's give them like the steps that they need to do or the steps that they need to take to be able to one day have their own money, so they understand where they need to go. Because we in this show we like to give information.
Do you really want to tell them that?
The point that you're making is that for us to be able not to stay stuck and wait for the higher ups, that we can move and do things.
I mean, at the end of the day, when you stand to a point of so much stance and you got a group of people behind you saying, yeah, we're going to go to this and take it all away, when you turn around, you might be the only person there still standing because at the end of the day, they inject fear into the masses to keep us in this state of mind that we in. And we be thinking we making a lot of progress in motion, but it's not even to our cause. That's what I was saying. If you was taught from a young age, this is how life's supposed to be, and you know nothing else but this, this is all you know.
But there's got to be more people that think just like you is what I'm trying to say. I know you ain't the only one that thinks this way, correct?
There's hidden secrets within America and our society. There's tons of stuff going on, Mason men, all kinds of stuff.
There's a curse. There's a beauty and there's a curse to technology, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Technology helps us do things faster, produce things, make money. But at the same time, technology keeps us away from nature and our natural instincts of what we do, our God-given gifts.
And there's a lot more technology out there than the public really knows about.
Yeah, but, you know, we have to be, like how you said, the theme of the show is we have to be responsible.
Taking responsibilities for your actions, meaning your own, like yourself, just, you know, what you do in your community, what you do. We can't really tell other people what to do. You know, the topic is taking responsibility for your actions. You did an action. What did you do to take responsibility for it? I mean, what you ever did wrong in life and then you took responsibility for?
Mm-hmm. I took responsibility for everything, you know.
What's everything? I don't know your life. Give me one topic where you did, you know, you committed a wrong action and you took responsibility for it. Because that's the topic,
man.
So let's stay on the topic.
I'm a grown man over 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been married. I have no wife and kids because I've took an action that in a relationship, me being a man, I just need that 1% so our relationship is 51-49. I haven't met a woman yet who's going to give me that 1%.
I never, ever heard that.
So that in itself, it ain't going to work. It's not going to be 50-50. It's going to be 51-49.
What's the 1% about?
just to let me be a man.
To let you, but you can still be a man in 50-50.
No, but if you're the queen and I'm the king, I'm the king.
What defines you as being the man in a relationship? I know we're getting off the topic, but.
No, it's not getting off the topic. It's just like we taking actions for our responsibilities. Something
we're taking responsibilities for our actions.
Right.
I just don't understand that 1%.
That
1%.
I mean, it's that 1%.
What makes you feel like a man?
Because
the woman's at home cooking.
Looking at everything, if you calculate everything on a math thing, that 1% makes such a difference. You know, that 1%.
What is the 1%?
Listen, this is what I want to know. Tell me if I'm right. You said it's basically 50-50. I spoil you, you spoil me. Your girl's at home cooking. You come home, no stress. She's not bugging you. You say you want to watch the game, you can watch the game. When you're going out, no stress. Like, that's you feeling like a man. You still get to do what you want to do, and your woman's not nagging you. I mean, it could still be 50-50. Like, what's the 1%? What makes you feel like you the man?
Yeah, that 1% over.
149. Like, it's never that. It's always 50-50, 100-100. That means loyalty, loyalty. I treat you good, you treat me good. That's all it is. It's real simple.
I know, and it's like as easy as ABC 123, and I'm asking all of y'all once again, you wouldn't give that man that 1%.
Yeah, I'd be like, no, babe, you want 51% of the relationship, you take that.
Listen.
You're still on 50-50.
I would give it to you, it's a number, and it's just a psychological thing. So I'd
be
like, okay, baby,
it would be 50-50. The 51% you would get if you show me you a true king all around the board.
Well,
you know, it's quick, you know, men are quick to say that they're kings, but when they're put to the test, when things really have to be, you know, brought front in the home and all that, and they can't, you know, maintain, so I don't, you know, that other 1%, that's where, you know, you fail at. I yet have not met a 51% king, not yet, me personally.
See, and this is
like
what I'm
you
trying to
like
say,
you say, you haven't, you know, you're looking for your that one woman that hasn't, well, I haven't met that one that, I haven't even met really the one that has 50%. I mean, if you want to even get more technical.
We're living in a different times right now. We live in a times now where women can do a lot of things that they couldn't do 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm,
so the
absolutely.
Way you think now, because a lot of times you're thinking just like how a man is thinking. You know, you may come see me one day and be like, oh, let's go out and have dinner and all that and hang out with me and decide after that one meeting. You know, even so, say we had a little fling for the night or whatever, you may not even call me no more.
Absolutely.
That's thinking like a man.
No, that's not thinking like a man.
It's
that's thinking. That's knowing what you want. That's knowing what you want because just because I could have went out with a gentleman, had something with him that night, and then realized, really thought about it, realized. Like, what am I doing? Oh, that connection wasn't even there. Oh, I did it just for selfish reasons. Doesn't mean that now I'm going to go and marry you just because, you know.
We're not talking about marriage. We're not talking about marriage.
Or call you back or whatever. I'm saying I'm not thinking like a man. I'm still a woman.
Of course you are.
But what about the
that's not thinking like a man.
CEO who's traveling around the world.
And that's why I'm saying if you truly think like a
woman. You don't want your
woman
to make more money than you.
Excuse me?
Let me stop.
You're talking about women being submissive.
But, for real, seriously. I've been in different levels of my life. When I was younger, I've always dated women who made more money than me because I knew at the end of the day, I still was a man. I didn't care if she was the president of Commercial Commerce Bank. When she came home, she still wanted a strong man in her presence.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in tune enough and knew who I was and wasn't intimidated about all of that.
Right, so you're not intimidated. Where's the 1%?
You should always, and that's how you grow, you should always be around people who have more than you because that rubs off on you. So nowadays, here it is, I'm older. I make more money than most of the women that I date, but I'm not in it for the money. But a woman, she is in it for the money. So, of course, a woman, at the end of the day, is looking for security.
Can I finish? Hold on a second. One second. Nash, what you said?
Please.
please.
Hold on, wait, okay, one more second. Lush, what you say?
We got one more call on. I think they want to respond to the gentleman's.
All right, let me just let him, let me let him finish what he's saying, and then we're going to go right into the caller. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
At the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
a man and his whole way of thinking, we deal with infinite potential. We like to build things, look at it, admire it, and then say, I'm going to do it again, and I'm going to do it better. And a woman's life, the way she's built and groomed, she's built to find her a good man, keep him, hold him, and have the best family and raise a family that she can. We think move on two different levels. And that's why I'm saying that 1% of me just being that 51-49 is the difference, because the way we just move on everything.
So you mean that 1% is your strength, basically?
No, it's not my strength.
Let him finish. Let him finish more.
It's just you truly understanding that you're female, I'm the male. There's things that you do on this planet that I can't do,
exactly.
And there's things on this planet that you can't do. And even though the numbers look different, we're still dealing with equality. But it's not 50-50.
Did he ask his mother already? Like the men, what I mean by the strength is like back in the day, who was fighting wars? It wasn't a bunch of females.
Okay, back in the day.
It was armies.
See, we in a different time. Like back in the days, if you had a boyfriend, let's take it like way back, 500, 600, 800 years ago.
Okay, I got a caller. I wanted to let you finish your thought what you were saying earlier, but I do have a caller.
Times, I know, but we're in a different time where we got laws that protect men with their women. Back in the days, it was strong, you know.
All right, give me a second. Let's bring the other caller in, and then we're going to keep going.
Okay.
Lush.
Yeah, yeah.
We on fire here today, Lush. Bring that other
caller
in.
The other caller is live in the building.
The what?
The other caller is 718. You're live in the building, 718. Did you want to respond to that?
Let's go.
718. Oh, wow. I was just kind of listening. I didn't even know I was about
to
get called online.
Let's go. Taking responsibilities for your actions. If you're listening to the show, then you can tap into what we were saying, or just, you know?
Well, you know.
What have you been responsible for? What action have you taken?
I'm responsible for everything since way back.
Okay, let's not generalize. I just want, like, one thing, because I want the listeners to really listen about the topic. The topic here is taking responsibilities for your actions. When you say everything is too broad, and we really, you know, it loses the concept of the topic. So let me ask you this. What one action? Let's stick with one. What one action have you taken, and then you've been responsible for it? Like one negative action that you did, and then you say, you know what? I'm a rectifier by doing this. Let's talk about that.
Well, okay. I think it's your changing directions from the last call you were on the air with. But
no, we're not taking. I'm actually trying to stay in topic. Is that we went all over the place with the last caller and all that. And that was good. I'm trying. The topic is taking responsibilities for your action. That's what the topic is. So we want to get back into the topic. So my whole thing is, since that question is asked and everybody says everything, I'm going to squeeze it a little more, you know, minimize it a little more and say, what action have you taken, you know, what something that you've done that you've taken responsibility for?
Okay, well, I take a lot of responsibility. I'm the head of a company, and, you know, I have a few employees that are underneath me, a few partners, and everybody has to depend on me. When things go wrong, I'm the one who has to answer for it.
Okay.
So that's it really is broad, because if somebody's not getting paid, then they look at me. You know, if bills can't get paid, somebody's mortgage can't be made tomorrow, they're looking at the boss.
Absolutely.
And lo and behold, who's the boss? That's me.
Okay.
So it's not necessarily something negative. And I didn't know I was going to be pulled into the conversation at this point.
Okay.
I was kind of enjoying it.
That was good. You have to think on your feet. You're CEO. You have to think on the spot, right?
Of course.
So there you go. You just proved it. I'm glad you called in. Who am I speaking to?
Mr. Christian.
Hi, Mr. Christian. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm actually enjoying your show this evening.
I'm glad you are, and I hope you continue to be a listener. We're here every Thursday, usually from 8 to 10. Today we're doing an hour show. We're sticking to this topic. My name is Emma, And I own my own publication, E2K Magazine. It's a woman's lifestyle magazine. We got Felicia Sabree from Music Mania TV on the line. And the other caller that called in, are you still on the air? I guess he's not. Well, I didn't even get to catch his name, but,
so
you know, we would he was building a lot.
What have you taken responsibility for?
I think a caller's still on.
I'm still
here. Still
can
on?
You hear me?
Okay,
hear
no,
me?
Now I can hear you. What was your name?
Oh, my name is Touche.
I'm sorry, Touche?
Touche, yes.
Touche, okay. So he asked me what did I take responsibility for. The action that I took very early on, my younger brother had a one-time thing with with a girl. They had a baby. The female didn't want the baby. I took the action to step in and be responsible for that baby. And I still have him from a baby, and he's now 16 years old. I then did it again with another relationship I had, and I took in another child. And this month I'm taking another one. So that's the responsibilities that you know, the actions that I take. I go on, and then I'm responsible for them and their life and how they grow and, you know, if they eat and me providing stability for them. So that's what I've done.
A big responsibility there also.
While still running my company and still doing things for the community and still being on this show, trying to be as positive as I could, giving out information to those that need it.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Peace.
Emma, you go, girl.
Hey, I'm hosting. I got to do it up today. but that was great. I mean, you know, taking responsibilities for your actions. Let's throw in T.I. and his situation. You know, what does anybody have to say about that situation? Do you think that he took responsibilities for his action?
He was forced to take responsibility for his actions. He didn't have a choice in that.
Well, there's always a choice. He still took it. Did he not? Did he take it or did he not take responsibilities for his actions?
What choice did he have? Explain to me the choice he had. And taking responsibility for that.
He could just do his time because that's mandatory, but he didn't have to do nothing extra about doing a show and doing all other stuff that he's done for his community. He didn't have to do that. He wasn't forced to do all that other stuff.
Well, he wasn't necessarily
I mean, the time
forced.
He had to do, but...
He wasn't necessarily forced. That was part of... But all that was part of his community service. Not only that, but...
Doing the show was part of his community service?
Yeah, he had... The reason I say he had to do that because he
mm-hmm.
has a career. If he didn't want his career to continue, and, you know, he could have just did his time and put his head down and, you know,
but not,
looks like another
you know how
rapper
many,
that
but,
goes to jail.
But how many, yeah, exactly. How many rappers haven't gone to jail and come on, they're still successful? And they don't do no redemption show and they don't do none of that. They just go do their time and come out. Actually, that's like scoring points. It's like getting shot and then you do time in jail and then you're a bad rapper and you could talk about it.
I hear you. It's not
so I just think that he did a little something different and...
These days, when you leave the limelight for just that short of a time, just a year, you leave the limelight, it's very, very hard to come back. You know, there's a lot of rappers who thought that they had time. There's a lot of performers in general that thought that they had time. They wasn't even doing time. They were just living the life. The next
mm-hmm.
album came out, and it's a flop.
True.
But
anybody else got anything to say about the T.I. situation?
Oh, I wanted to say something about that. This is Lush, you know what I'm saying? The whole C.I. situation, I mean, even though they said he had to do community service, he could have, you know what I'm saying, just did a couple of things. He didn't really have to. He could have chose not to. You know, I don't believe that he was basically forced.
I don't believe that neither. But I wasn't there when they made the contract or the agreement. So, but I don't think that you can – He was going to do time. He had to do that mandatory. And, yeah, maybe his publicist manager talked him into doing other things, but I don't think that necessarily everything that he did was under that, like reading to the kids and going to see kids in their school and all that. Maybe was part of that. But the show and all that, I think that was something else. I mean, it could have been also him just taking, you know, taking that opportunity. That happened, you know what, let me just bank on it.
But I think at the same time, this whole situation – is publicity for him, and then it's also showing him in a positive light, and they biting on that, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, at one point, you know,
that's exactly what I mean when I say
at
that.
One point,
to do it.
At
one point is I think he decided it on his own choice. But at the same time, I think that he manning up and saying, yo, because it's a lot of artists that done did some messed up stuff, and they don't say, oh, I apologize. They be like, yo, it is what it is.
Yeah, but everybody on this phone, it seems like, has something to do with the entertainment industry. And what's going on with T.I. is called spin. Yeah, he could have did it, and he could have went and said, okay, come back and say I'm bad. Okay, wow, I did some time in jail. But to spin this whole thing and now make it look like it's positive, come on now. The whole reason it's coming about is the negative. He got bagged for having guns that he wasn't supposed to have because he was on parole. What do you do in a situation like that when you're bigger and you're more powerful than the average person, even a person who's rich and famous, because he is one of the hottest rappers out right now? You have to spin that. Just like if they say something about Obama today, and it's bad, and it's something that he has to do. What does his team all go into? Spin mode. How do we spin this to make our person look good again? So it's not like, to me, I can't say 100% that this whole show and all of this thing going around to the kids is positive, because it's something that he's doing. It's a career move. It's a career move. It also looks good when he goes before that judge. He got his sentences. All these things he did was taken into account when it came down to him serving his time. And it'll all come back into account when it comes time for him to be released. Because remember, he was on parole when this happened. And when they let him out this time, they're going to be thinking to themselves, okay, we already gave you a chance, and you went out and you messed all that up. And now he's going to be able to say, but look what I did after. You see?
Right.
It's all spin. So I can't automatically give him credit for that.
So who do you think, if not T.I., who do you think famous like that has committed an action and really took responsibility for it? That really took responsibility. The reason why I bring T.I. because I really couldn't think that far. But somebody help me, please.
A famous person that took responsibility bit the bullet. And it was what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, Martha Stewart.
Okay.
She put her head down and she did her time, didn't she?
Okay, yeah, she did. She definitely bit the bullet and did it, yeah. Yeah, she did her 6 months. Anyway, Felicia, are you still on the line? Felicia?
Felicia's not on the line right now.
Huh?
I don't know if the dude with the glasses. Oh, there she goes. She's back again.
Felicia?
She's back here. Felicia, you live in the building, Felicia.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
What you have to say about the T.I. situation?
I mean, what he was saying, I agree with him, and I disagree about the spin. Yeah, it's all publicity for media, for his reputation, for his career. But at the end of the day, I did watch a documentary when he was with the boy from the A, when he put him in jail and he had him standing over a dead body. That was pretty genuine. Like, T.I. was like, this is not the way to go. You want to end up like him in the coffin. So, of course, it's positive because...
That's the same thing they do on
Maury.
Yeah.
I mean, but time will tell. If T.I. gets out of jail and he's packing more heat and goes back to jail, then we all know he's not a changed man. You know what I'm saying?
The thing is, he probably is a changed man. When all of this stuff happened, he wasn't at the level he was. He hadn't reached his peak, and he didn't see that this could be a lasting move. He probably wasn't really thinking about how everything was going to go down. So,
but I mean, if I was T.I., I'll be packing heat too. I'm T.I. I come from the hood. I'm rich. I got enemies.
Because he was rich or whatever.
He wasn't packing heat because he thought he needed to protect himself. He was hiring. He had people who was hired hands to protect him. He was packing heat because it was fashionable. His gun at that moment.
But how do we know that?
Though
we're not T.I. We don't know what's going on in T.I.'s inside world. I'm pretty sure maybe he was getting death threats. We don't know why he had all them amount of guns.
Why did he have an arsenal? Okay, if you need personal protection, why do you have an arsenal?
Well, I don't know what that is.
Why do you have multiple guns? You know, if I needed to protect myself, I might have a couple. But why am I sending my security guy to go pick up AK-47s? There's no.
It sounds like he has a gun obsession. Like, you know, but you know, men collect guns. Like, but you know what?
Yeah,
that's
but
like,
as a collector,
that's back to the ego.
Legally.
That's stroking the ego.
If you collect
you
guns, you have a license.
Right.
Call
on,
as a gun collector.
Emma.
Huh? I'm sorry.
I'm calling on Emma.
All right, let's bring in another caller.
Oh, it's the same caller from earlier. This Touche,
oh.
But I'm going to let Mr. Christian hold the podium because he did have a good point there.
Okay,
it
oh, you were listening.
Yeah.
Great. Okay.
Yeah. I'm saying as a gun collector, you do that legally. My father collects guns. I collected
mm-hmm,
guns
yeah.
at one point. You know, and, yeah, you can have a lot of guns, but if you have them legally, it's one thing. It's some,
yeah.
it's one thing versus having everything illegal.
Right.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? If you,
it
if
wasn't
you, if,
a smart one.
Because that's like telling, then you're telling like the kids that they're buying your CDs that since I do it, you do it too, and you don't have to go through the proper channels.
Exactly.
So that's why he's going to jail though, because he made that
no.
mistake.
He's going to jail because by his
yeah.
by his, a portion of his parole was that he could never have a gun again.
Again, because of his mistake that he made. That's
exactly.
what I said.
But that's
so
holding.
Seriously,
but,
how much did he
but
pay
see,
the government? Yeah,
him
yeah.
standing up and holding his responsibility would have been him not having a gun.
Right.
It's not him going to jail and holding his time. It would have been him not having a gun.
Well, is it, nevertheless, he still
got a year, right?
has to. Yeah, he still it has to do his time whether he wants to, he don't want to,
that's
even
what,
if.
That's
they,
exactly what I meant.
If
when
he
I
didn't
said
take it on his own, if he didn't take it on his own, they definitely the government steps in and makes you take responsibility for what you do wrong. So I think the bigger message conveyed to the kids is that. You know, look what he did, whether he, you know, he did something wrong and he has to pay for it, and so would you if you decide to go on that same road or on that same path.
Yeah, but who's
yeah, but at the
who's
same
teaching
time.
That lesson? Is it him teaching that lesson or is it the
exactly.
penal system teaching that lesson?
It's not
him teaching that lesson. It's the penal system teaching that lesson.
Okay,
they,
even if it's the penal, but who they're looking at is T.I. You know, the kids are not saying, oh, the penal system is teaching me that. No, they're going to say, yo, T.I. was helping so-and-so, you know, not be a gangbanger. That's who they're going to remember, T.I., whether it's the system, grant that, but who the kid, the young kids are looking at that's making that change, that the redemption, all that, is T.I.
Yeah, I think we got it a little twisted in this country. You know, there's everyday people who should be looked upon rather than
yeah.
And I'm saying that
entertainers.
Yeah, I'm saying that as an artist, you know, that even if I'm doing something positive, I can't. There's no way that I can be as positive a role model as somebody who's in your community doing what's supposed to be done and helping the community on a day-to-day basis for no recognition.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day. Who's to really say that what T.I. was doing was really wrong, but from the hands of a person who made laws and said, you can't have this, but at the same time they're producing and making this, and other people have that?
Yeah, because they say you have the right to bear arms, but you know, you have to have the permission from them to bear arms.
This goes back to what I was telling you earlier about
mm-hmm.
you saying, like, you're responsible for making your choices in life,
mm-hmm.
but... In certain situations, your choices was already made before you even came into this life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you're dealing with such higher powers of things that make such events so dramatical that you be thinking, like, wow, is this really happening or is not happening? You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like the whole World Trade Center thing, the way that played out. You know, you could look at conspiracy tapes and they'll tell you that was one big motion picture in a real life form, meaning the real actors really died,
mm.
you know, and then another person could say, well, that was just circumstances of events.
Mm-hmm.
So,
now
I'm
let me
saying,
ask you something. Let me ask you, so what do you think about men that father children that put seeds in a woman's womb and then don't want to be a part of that? Do you think that that's another sense of they took an action because they slept with this person and then they don't
yeah.
take care of their responsibilities? What do you think
that's,
about that?
Staying
in the topic and getting a little off.
I mean, that's kind of a question that I don't really understand why you would ask that, because, of course, that's wrong. That's somebody who's not taking responsibility for their actions.
Well, you know why I ask you? Because there's people that think differently. That's why I ask. There's a reason
and
for my madness, so please answer me.
I could answer that on a different part.
Thank
that
you.
That all depends on your reality. That all depends on your reality. In this country, our reality is you have one person, one spouse, you get married, you sign a certificate, and y'all have vows, and if you go outside of that, you're considered cheating or a bad spouse or so forth. But mm-hmm. back to the question you were saying.
Right.
We could be in a reality where that's all we need to do right now is just produce because our numbers is down. And women produce the woman, I mean the children, and the man put the seed there. And he's not staying around for that because them kids are going to grow up and there's a determined thought for what these kids have to do to build that nation or whatever, so forth.
But wait a minute. But you don't have a responsibility to keep continuing to feed that seed just because you implanted it in the womb doesn't mean that that seed is going to go to the way you
and
want
I spoke, and in our so-called real world, yes, we do have a responsibility. That
so
we know what's real.
I know where you're going with that one, buddy, but I'm saying it's really, there's no other way than to realize that. If you produce something, then you're responsible to nurture it and see it through. I understand that some people don't feel that way, but
mm-hmm.
that doesn't make it right. I don't care if your reality says, oh, I'm just here to repopulate the earth, so I'm going to spread my seed as many times as I can. It is very irresponsible to leave a child to fend for itself. 70% of black children whose father do that exact thing end up in the penal system. So
then we wonder why our society is the way it is, because we have people such as that, because that goes back to the man not being responsible. They wonder why their child.
I'm peeping where she's going, though, Mr. Christian. You're trying to undermine the man.
No,
the
I'm
woman
not undermining anything. I'm
she
not
undermining.
I asked a question, and
let
you
me
answered.
Tell you something. When
hold
I mean,
up. I asked a
no,
question.
I
asked
I know,
a question, and you
I know,
answered.
I
gave you three
did,
times
now,
to answer any way that was in your mind to answer, and you did.
Can I say something?
Please do.
Hello?
Yes.
Get. Yeah.
Yeah. Lushy Lush.
Yeah, I'm here.
She's on.
I'm here.
How do you feel about the situation?
Man, you talk about in regards to the deadbeat dads and child support and people having babies.
No. There's nobody say no deadbeat dad child. Okay.
I spoke about an action sleeping a woman and a man sleeping together. Hold on a second.
Can I just say one
topic? Can we flip it a second? That's such a common topic. Can we flip it a second? How about the dude who actually stays there, even though he hates that woman, to take care of that child?
That's fine, but that's not the topic. That's not the topic, and we're getting off topic. Hello,
right.
Hello,
people.
Easy. We're all going to be able to speak, but we all got to do it one at a time. So,
okay.
Let's come back again.
So
yeah,
can I
finish
keep it?
Your
can I keep...
Finish your thought. Go ahead.
Okay. What I was going to say was,
mm-hmm.
how about when the nature just calls and it's time for you to reproduce and nature is not coincide of what we have in this reality of what we call society or civilization. So here it is, a man, he reached 25 years, a woman, she's 23. They had a meeting of the minds, and they met, and they went through all the different variations to the point of immaculate conception. But yet the other reality is so totally different. Both of them is unemployed. Neither one of them educated. They don't know if they're coming and going. They don't got a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out. Whose fault is that?
Okay. Okay, let me, I'm trying to really
but
understand, I'm trying to understand where you, I'm still trying to understand because whether they don't have jobs, there's still a sense of responsibility, whether they have a job or whether they see a different truth and a different light and all that. The truth is the truth, and the truth doesn't need nothing to support it, you know what I mean? So the truth is, yes, anything that, like the other gentleman said, that you produce, you have to follow through. Whether you did it ignorantly or on an itch or it was
right.
Whatever the reason, what
okay.
It was, whatever the reason for having put and planting the seed there, however it happened, even through rape, the seed is now there. Now that seed has to be nurtured. Who's going to nurture that? A responsibility has to be taken to nurture that seed. Am I wrong in saying that? Yes, you are wrong.
Because we have the power to build or destroy. I mean, you can actually terminate a seed before it becomes
an embryo.
Mm-hmm.
Or rather, should I say a baby?
Let me let the other gentleman speak. Go ahead.
All I was going to say was the responsibility should have been taken prior. Everybody has the same desires. We all want to do what happens when the lights go off, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at that moment is when responsibility should be taken, before that seed is there. Once that seed is there, somebody's stuck,
mm-hmm.
point blank, period. In our society, it's the woman. If a man chooses to walk away, then he's a little bit more free to do that than a woman.
Right.
However, if the responsibility of everybody was taken a few minutes before, because unless it is rape, everybody chose to continue in the act, right? Everybody has a choice there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take responsibility and not let the seed get implanted, then we don't have this problem.
And in our society, we're not even taught that. You know, we're not taught as children. Nobody taught me this. You know, you meet someone, y'all start dating, you like them. Y'all get to the point where y'all talking about having sex and all that and say, well, let's both of us go and have testing to see that we both clean. So if something do happen, we not pointing no fingers because now we have a history. We seen what's our priors. We both got a clean bill of health.
We're talking about a child here. If we're talking about a child.
About a child, you got to go back to all of the steps before what made the child.
You're right.
I'm talking
about that instance. Like, I'm not talking about a tester being clean or anything like that. What I'm saying is, at that moment right before, if a man is pushing and he's saying, come on, let's do this, a woman still has a choice to say, you know what, either we don't do this or we use protection.
And that's
at that point is where the responsibility comes in.
And
because
that's why
if that seed is not planted, then we don't have another knucklehead running around here. You know, but how many times, and I think everybody here is guilty of this, is at that in the heat of that moment, everybody makes that stupid decision and be like, you know what, we'll deal with it tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right. And so then for all of the deadbeat dads that, women, but take this out.
I'm trying to take off the deadbeat dad thing because the responsibility is on both people.
And that's what I was about to say, because she's just as wrong. You couldn't point out that you was about to open your legs to a deadbeat. You ain't take time out to see who you was messing with that was about to penetrate your triple space of darkness, your universe.
It could have been that they really had a good relationship or whatever. And, you know, people react different when they're faced with, like, a real strong truth as far as that the woman is about to have a baby. You know, maybe he wanted a relationship but didn't want that, you know, to continue, like, or for her to be the mother of his child or whatever his reasoning may be. It doesn't mean that he even may be a bad man. It's just that maybe he's not ready. At that moment in time, he wasn't ready.
And then the responsibility.
And didn't understand that is still a responsibility.
Let me give you some real, real grimy truth. That all this stuff we're talking about is a primal need that is really selfish. It's our objectives. A man objective like that, I'm going to hit this pussy.
I'm
giving it to you raw.
I'm going to hit this. Without the word.
I'm sorry. Going to be like, I'm going to hit this.
It's not what you say.
And I'm going to do everything I can to get in position where I can hit this. And in a woman's psyche, she's like, you know what? I like him. From the day she met him, she's like, I like him. He got this. All he got to do is say something stupid and he's dead. But if he keep it up, he getting this. And if all of them two things meet, this is what happened. And I'm trying to tell you through the whole course of that, all this other stuff we're talking about that's important, what's right, was thrown out the window because you're dealing with nature. We're not dealing with, do you have a 700 credit score? How much schooling do you got? I'm taking you back to the most primal way of living.
Even going back to that, I'm talking about now in the present.
What I'm talking about is at that moment when you're at that most primal need, when you're at that most primal state, that's where the responsibility needs to be taken.
And it's not.
Exactly. Now, and it's so easy. It's easier than you think to say, you know what, this could wait until we run to the drugstore. It's easy to say that. We young. The mood don't get lost that easy.
Once at that moment, the responsibility, let's say, okay, it passed. They didn't take it. Now is the present time. Now there's a seed there.
which I'm gonna get, which I was initially getting back to after we went to back and forth. There's a seed here. Whether it was, you know, at the moment, whatever, they didn't talk about it. Maybe they did and figured they, you know, the condom wasn't gonna break or whatever. You know, maybe they did get the condom. It happened. My whole thing is, they still took an action, both of them. I'm not saying just a man. I'm not here male bashing about just the man. They both took an action. You know, the responsibility lies on both. Why is it easier for the man just to walk away and feeling he doesn't have a responsibility, but then the responsibility is all on the woman now because she opened her legs? But he laid down with her too.
No, because the first 6 years of being a child, the woman nurtures the child. This goes back to why I said men and women.
But the man plays a role in that too. Don't tell
me
the man does not play a role in that too.
He does play, because at that time, while you sitting there taking care of this child, someone has to go out and get food. These are the roles we play. So now we taking this into...
Yeah, but in today's reality, you want to talk about reality? Today's reality, we still have to nurture this kid and go out and work and make that money. The man is still out there working as well.
But that just
depends
on...
In today's reality, women can't really stay up home and just, you know, breastfeed for the first 2 years. We don't, you know, it just doesn't work out that way financially to be able to live, you know, a certain way. Both parties have to go out and work.
That's not everybody's reality.
I think
it's
the most people's reality, because I don't really know too. I know some. I'm not gonna say I don't know people that live that way, but not the people in the communities that I go and service. I don't see that. You know, I don't see that. I don't see where I go out there and, you know, and help people, you know, put coats on their backs and feed them and all that and give them groceries and all that. I don't see that. I don't see that in my way. I don't see that where I lived in New York City for 40 years. I moved now to Philadelphia. I don't see that. So, and I've been pretty much, you know, in a lot of places, you know. And I'm into a lot of things that have to do with helping the community, you know, helping not only single moms, but men that just come home from prison and all that. So I see different families and all that and how hard they have to work. I don't, you know... I mean, pardon me, because I think if you look at the statistics, we all of us near being broke. So I don't know how we're not living like that. How are we living that people are staying home unless they're collecting welfare checks? And then that's another reality.
Yeah.
But if you're out there really working and, you know, trying to make that money, it's not just one person out there working.
But you see how you were just ranting on about money. We was talking about responsibility of raising a child.
Man goes out and has to get the money. Wasn't that what you said? Because I'm coming back to what you said.
Well, in the most early stages, when you got an infant that can barely sit up and hold his neck up properly or something, someone got to monitor that baby 24 hours a day. So while someone is sitting there monitoring that baby and nourishing it, someone got to go outside and make something happen to bring some food home and make sure we got food, clothing, and shelter.
Absolutely. And if that someone already done stepped out, then what happens then? That going back to responsibility.
But then that's what. But see, you know what though? Hold up. You know
I'm
what
listening.
Though? When you said, when you make a, like, the way I look at things, there's no right or wrong in life. We make choices.
Right.
And for every action that we make, there's a reaction.
Reaction. I agree
you know,
with that, too.
There's children that's been born, and the only thing that father was supposed to do for them was to bring them here in this world. That may
that's
have
true.
Sound hard to believe, or the destiny. I mean, we all have different destinies. I mean...
Mm-hmm.
Who's to say that was wrong?
And we have different opinions. I mean, we could be here for 3 hours still talking about the same thing and the same, I mean, you know, everybody's reality is different, you know, and how they think. There's no way within an hour you're going to, you know, change my mind about maybe some things, and maybe you will, and like vice versa. So, I mean, that's the reason why we have an open forum and we have topics to be able to discuss. So some people will get the information, some will learn, some will stay thinking the same. You know, but the point is that we have it out there, you know?
Man, I understand. It's really deep, because at the end of the day, the woman carried a baby, and 9 out of 10 times if she takes the man to court or whatever, the baby's going to stay with her because she's the nurturer.
Not if she's not a good provider. I know a lot of men are taking their babies.
She's most of the time she's a cuckoo case, or she's just a piece of, you know, worthless of her life. But nine out of 10 times the baby is going to stay with the woman, and 9 out of 10 times it is the woman taking the man to court for support. Mm-hmm. You rarely hear about a man taking a woman to child support, because at the end of the day, men could start all over and do it themselves. And I've seen with my own eyes women starting all over and doing it themselves, you know, after they've been pushed to a certain limit. Then they'd be like, okay, it's either do or die.
Right.
So.
Wow. So.
Okay, well, that's beautiful.
Emma, did you want to go to a song or something? You want
to
go?
Yeah, let's go into a commercial. Let's go into a commercial. This was definitely good, a good topic, you know what I'm saying? So let's go into a commercial. We'll be right back.
Okay,
everybody stay tuned.
It's your girl Lushy Lush, man. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K magazine or www.everything2.com or email them at E2K magazine@gmail.com, man. It's nothing. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it.
I like beans. I like all kinds of beans. I like pinto beans. I like black beans. I like a lot of beans. Sometimes I eat.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. If you want to see hot stars, you want to see sexy ladies, you want to see Baltimore raw and uncut, man, then you need to holler at Hood Punishers, man. The hottest DVD circulating the Baltimore area, man. Be more stand up. Man, Boots got nothing but the hottest. If you want to get on, she give you an opportunity to get on, man. Number hot videos, we shutting it down. And let us come to your hood and punish you. Hood Punishers, www.myspace.com. Hood Punishers 176, man. Watch out, because I'm going to punish you, baby. Lush.
All right, man, get out of here, man. Anyway, this is your girl, Lushy Lush, back in the... It's a wild, heated craziness going on. We had your host, Miss Emma, E2K, definitely doing a thing, man. Emma, some wild stuff, Emma.
Yeah, man, you know, we touching on a lot of stuff, which is, you know, staying to the topic, taking responsibilities for your actions. I mean, you know, everybody is passionate about, you know, their reality and what they feel, and, you know, it's all good. We need to listen to, you know, both sides of the coins. You know, there's three sides to a story, right? Yours, mine, and the truth. So taking responsibilities for your actions. That's what we're talking about here. We got the callers calling in. It's not just the women speaking, but we have two gentlemen. I don't know if they're still on the line. They were or still on the line. And we were getting really, you know, going in and taking responsibilities for your actions. We spoke about taking responsibility as far as jobs, you know, having a company, being responsible for those under you. We talked about responsibility as far as man and woman and, you know, creating a life and who's responsible, which is, you know, I believe all of us came to agreement that it's responsibility of both parties. Whether, you know, everything else changed after that, but I think we all agreed that is definitely the woman and the man's responsibility. And we spoke about T.I. and T.I.'s, you know, road to redemption with the action that he did and the responsibility that he took on that. So that's pretty much where we are now in topic, taking responsibility for your actions. Do we have any new callers? Do we still got the other two callers on the line?
Still got your heated man live on the line with your girl.
Peace, there,
guys.
Peace. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you are.
Oh no, nah, I was when we had the commercial, I was just talking to Lush, you know, just something real deep. I guess she could share it to y'all. She could blog it in with y'all. I don't know if I'm allowed to speak on these things
okay.
on the radio, but Lush know what it is.
Lush, can he speak or no?
Oh, go ahead, let him speak. He ain't cussing or nothing. Let him go ahead and speak.
Oh, okay. As long as he's not, you know, cussing, huh?
Now we can move on to whatever you want to talk about, though.
is it with the topic? Is it have to do with the topic? So
no, we was basically talking about men and women. Was back to what I was really, really feel strongly that it's a.
Oh, the 51%.
No, he was talking about basically.
He don't think about 1%. Listen, that's another show. We gotta do another show for this 1% because. We gonna do another show for this 1%.
Please have us back when you have
you
that
know what,
show.
Yes, you know
we gonna. We
you,
promise we
you
gonna
know
have
what,
another show
know.
For that 1%. We gonna do it. We are gonna do it. Please save all that energy for that show.
Okay.
Now the topic: taking responsibilities for your actions. Like I said, we went through the jobs, went through the man and woman, and creating life and all that. When the TI situation, what other actions? Do you feel that people take and don't take responsibility for, aside, I guess, from those that the topics that we already touched?
Mm. You got something to say?
Anybody?
Let me hear one from you, and I'll elaborate on what you're talking about.
Okay. Aside from the topics that we've spoken about, we did the jobs. Well, yeah, we did the jobs because... the other gentleman said he owned a company and he had people working under him that he was responsible for. So I guess his action would be not only just taking the company, but if he was to close the company, then he's responsible for those people not meeting mortgages and all that. The debt beads and TI, we already spoke that. Let me see. I already said the action that I took and the responsibility. Let me see. Another something that I'm dealing with and I'm going through right now is the action that I used to take was eating meat,
uh-huh.
and I'm now responsible for my body. I'm now a vegetarian, not a vegan just yet because I still eat egg and stuff, but I'm a vegetarian and you know and I'm learning about how to make my body healthier, you know, and then and also to feed my mind, to deal more with the truth. So that's my responsibility to me and my children.
I understand what you're saying about the whole vegetarian thing, but there's no real proof that not eating meat is going to extend your life.
Well,
the proof in moderation.
The proof for me would be that health-wise is damaging to me. So it's not that necessarily anybody came and told me this is the better thing for you. It's that through the course of the years, as me putting meat in my body, it has done a lot of damage. And since I stopped eating meat, I don't have any of those problems anymore. So, yeah, so that was due to meat. So the decision that I made was definitely a great one. You know, I was having a lot of problems digesting the meat. It took me several days. I even had to go to get the colon therapy and all that. There used to be times that I used to get clogged up for days. I mean, 5-6 days. I couldn't move. I couldn't leave my house. That was affecting me health-wise. I had to be in the doctors all the time, taking all type of extra stuff, to make me go to the bathroom and just constantly be on that, like find things, extra fiber, this, that. You know, all this extra stuff, and I lived like that for a lot of years. I'm really in pain, really feeling uncomfortable, my stomach being bloated and all that. Since I stopped eating meat, I didn't suffer from none of that. I've yet having to do none of that stuff. I'm free to go as I, you know, I go twice a day, and I check my diet and everything in moderation, like you say, but I've cut out the meat, and it's worked for me. That doesn't work for everybody, and everybody does it for different reasons. Some people do it for religious reasons. I do it more for health, for my health,
right.
And I'm healthier. You know, even my skin, you can tell even in my skin, I'm looking even younger. You know, even you could tell the tiny of my skin and all that, how nice it's looking from pictures from before and pictures now. So for me, it's working, you know, and it was a health decision for me.
From my
and I want to live longer.
From my
statement. You know, eating dead carcasses, I don't think you live too long.
From my statement, you would think that I was pro-meat, but I also came off meat for a long time. And at this point, I do not eat red meat on a regular basis. But at the same time, I can't say that that was, see, for you it's different. For me, it was a health thing also, but I can't say that now that I'm eating chicken and fish that I'm any healthier, that I was any healthier when I wasn't eating, you know, chicken or fish. The red meat, of course, blood pressure goes down. And I recently lost like 80 pounds, you know. So the not eating meat isn't what helped me to lose that weight and get back in health. It was more of a consistency of diet and exercise that I saw the change in my health.
Right. To add on to that, what she said, I understand what she's saying because I've also experienced that too, where I was a vegan vegetarian for like 2 years, and I guess being because I did download myself with so much other stuff that memory was stronger than the other one. So I slowly regressed back, and then I went back. So basically, you know, I've been a vegetarian for like 11, 12 years off and on to the times where I eat, you know, it's just in moderation. But I think too, the key is, as far as good health, is not so much like that's part of the regimen, but also the intake of herbs and things that you would take, like how people go to get over-the-counter medicine. It's also very important to longevity, and also is included in the regimen of eating, you know, non-meat products and things of that nature, like fruits and vegetables and grains and wheats and things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I eat much healthier now because I want to fill myself up, because before I used to eat meat, so that's what was filling. You know, you eat a pork chop or whatever, you're done. It's like, But when you're not eating that pork chop, like, what do you fill it with? And then you don't want to be, you know, you have to stay away from the rice, and it's just a lot of other stuff. It's not just completely just stop eating meat and that's it. It's a lot of other stuff to that.
You're right.
Okay.
There's a lot of stuff to that.
On this topic, you really have to be in tune with your own body.
Yes, definitely. Yes, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
We're not basically streaming no more, so you can, you know, we due to the fact of time, you know, for gentlemen, you made some strong statements. And Emma, you know, you always the host with the most, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and, you know, give them the wrap up on the show, man.
Okay. Well, you know, thank you for definitely the two callers that have called in today, that have made this show even more interesting. I think overall it was definitely a good and interesting topic. Taking responsibilities for your action was a topic for today. I think we kind of, you know, if not on all topics, we touched the majority, which was with jobs and men and women and relationship and, you know, who has the responsibilities there when a child is made. We talked about T.I. and the action that he took and the responsibility that he took after, whether it was forced on him or whether, you know, he did it on his own. And everybody's insight on that. It was deep, it was powerful, everybody got in. We appreciate all the callers that called in, of course. We're here every Thursday from 8 to 10, Street Queens. I'm your host with the most today. and hopefully I'll be able to host another show with the 1%. I definitely want to host that one. But I want to finish with our motto. Lush? Hello? Lush? Lush?
Lush.
Are you listening, woman? Oh, my gosh, she's not even listening. I want to finish with our motto, which is to empower and support the diverse needs of the people. Our creed is Street Queens are here to show our future leaders the way, walking and talking life struggles every day. Like the sands of time, we are I say that all the time. I can't even say the word. Street Queens are here to show our future leaders the way, walking and talking life struggle every day. Like the sands of time, we are an
inescapable entity. Oh my God, I can't believe that. Bringing light into dark places and filling despair with hope. And I'm going to take responsibility in saying that. See, I did an action here. I didn't read the word right. I took the responsibility by reading it again. So I hope that I stuck to the topic all the way to the end. Good night, everybody. Peace and blessings. Get home safe. If you're driving, don't be drinking. If you're drinking, just stay put. Get sober. Keep going. Peace, queens. Peace, kings. And we out.